at a certain degree. Now, that sounds like an enticing technology, but it has proven in many of the scientific debates that this is not a viable option, because if we are trapping the Earth's atmosphere and we are trying to maintain one singular temperature around the Earth, it is going to cause a lot of problems. First, because not all types of vegetations, habitat, natural wildlife would survive if everywhere on the Earth was 20 degrees, let's say. So not all fishes can survive in 20 degrees. Not all animals can survive in 20 degrees. So even if we have like a uniform temperature around the Earth using sulfur or whatever, it's not going to help. Secondly, using these technologies and investing more and more money in these technologies would mean that we still keep on extracting that coal. We stay on fracking gases to assist with our emissions and like assist with our daily routines. So to stick to our daily routines and not take any action, we are depending too much on the technologies, which we don't even know are scientifically sound or not. And that involves a lot of problems. Even when we talk about AI and using intelligence of machine and machine learning models and all those sort of things, there is an inherent problem because they feed off of the things that already exist. So they also feed off from the issues that already exist. Same is the case for the technologies that we are hoping to create for climate change. There is no idea of having green technology because whatever we create, we generate, is not going to stop things from happening as they are supposed to happen. Even if you try to have one uniform temperature around the Earth using some technology, or you try to capture carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and put it into the ground. So I'm talking about the carbon capture technologies. They are also very ineffective because, number one, it would require huge capital investments. It would mean that we need big infrastructures, we need big grounds, we need drilling into the ground to essentially put that carbon inside the ground. I mean, it's a very weird idea and highly ineffective. So if we just sit and think that, oh, scientists would deal with this and technologies, because we have so advanced technologies, we don't have to do anything and everything will sort it out, that's not gonna happen. What we need to do actually is to take responsibility both as the consumer and as the citizen. As I talked in, I think, some of my February open mics, I was talking about how we need to exercise both our responsibility as the consumer in the society and as a citizen of the state, which means making sustainable choices, making green choices as a consumer when you go and exercise your purchasing power. So if you're trying to buy something, make sure that's sustainable, make sure that's green in some way. And when you are exercising your responsibility as a citizen of the state, it means that you are trying to impact the social sphere around you using maybe your voting power. So go and vote for candidates in elections who stand for those phenomena. And also, if you are really hoping to make a difference, make and go the way of collective action, which includes signing petitions, which includes doing volunteering work, which includes making associations, which also includes talking about these things in your social circles and raising awareness among your family and friends, and also taking direct action, demanding from these people. When I was writing one of my papers for a class, I came across the example of the Alberta elections that just happened 2 days ago. And we now know the results, but if we go back and look at the debate, the premier debate that we had in Alberta, the province which is the biggest emitter of greenhouse gases does not have any plans to deal with those greenhouse gases. Even when the premiers talk about it in their debates, they just refer to it as a problem that Ottawa and Alberta need to figure out. And I know, Alberta, your whole economy depends on oil and gas, that's for sure. But if there is no people to live on that economy, what are you going to do with the oil and gas? I mean, we need to think long term. That's the point that I'm making. I'm not saying that shut down everything and everybody should become jobless. That's not what I mean. I am talking about having this idea of just transition, which means that, okay, this is a transition period wherein we divest from the fossil fuel industry, the oil and gas industry, and turn towards renewable sources, which includes wind, solar, water, hydro, those sources of energy, and not be so dependent on the use of extracting and mining and fracking natural gas, which is essentially not natural at all. So there are some difficult choices to be made, and it's important that you exercise your power and responsibility as a citizen and ask these candidates, what are you doing for our future? When 16,000 Albertans had to move out, had to be displaced about the wildfires, the premier candidates did not talk about their policy on natural disaster preparedness or what are they going to do about the greenhouse gases. So, I mean, that's something that I feel that BC would be better at dealing with. But let's not take everything for granted, because if you don't exercise your ability to demand from the representatives and the candidates, they will just go on and lean on to their economic elites and ties. So yeah, that's the sort of call to action, I would say, is exercise both responsibility as citizens and as consumers. And when you do both, you also think about the way you talk about it, the language around it, and what sort of metaphors, how urgency is portrayed when you talk about it. How do you explain it to the children, maybe, or to your family members? Because when you talk about it, then people become aware and they are also willing to increase their awareness and perhaps take action one day. Yeah, that was some ideas around having to exercise our understanding and comprehension of how language operates and what sort of responsibilities we as citizens and consumers have in the world landscape. And now I'm gonna play 3 songs. 2 of them would be by, again, Eva, from her album of 2019 called Truthfully. And the song is actually called Last Drop. So Last Drop is coming up. Glistening with kisses that could never happen now. Wanna meet like flowers, keep it coming down. Fill me up with adoration, shower me with love. Shower me with love. There's an easy way to get into my heart. I wanna teach you now on it. Oh, you give me just a little trickle of your love, and now I just can't get enough. Tell me what it is I'm chasing. I'll never satiate it. Pouring rain and I'm still missing every love.
Look at what you've done to me. I'm licking your plate clean. Serving sweet and savory, you're my secret recipe. 1, 2, 3, of ecstasy. Then I'm coming down. Give me just another twist. Keep me spinning round. Every taste I get leaves me wanting more. I'm overflowing onto the floor. You're my guilty pleasure, but I'm not ashamed. I'll play you on repeat all day.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM from Burnaby, British Columbia, and you were listening to the song Eye to Eye by the band named Body Wash and their album called Comforter. And before that, we were talking about how the language and framing around climate change, actually calling it a climate crisis, how that's important, how it's relevant, and yeah, all sorts of things. Your responsibility as a citizen, as a consumer, what climate action means, and what you can do. So that's what we were talking about before the little song break. And before I go for today, I have two more songs. One is called Almost by the in the album called Consent, by a beautiful band of three women. It's called Lie. And one personal favorite for the week, that is an old gem by Taylor Swift. And yeah, I will just let you guys listen to that. But before that, I just wanted to quote myself because I wrote it for an assignment, but I think it's very relevant to close my today's open mic with that. And I wrote an assignment that while you may be undecided on whether carbon tax is good or bad, should Canada have more immigration or not, the climate crisis is a scientific reality that needs action now. So change how you speak and act now. Alternatively, we can definitely not call this a climate crisis like we have done for past four decades. It will just leave us with smoky air to breathe, more tax for you and me, no vacations or flying. So choice is yours, and I hope you guys choose wisely. And with that, I have two songs lined up. Almost first.
Nobody hurts, nobody lies, nobody cheats.
So that is Pranjali over and out for today. Next week, I'll come up with something interesting and hopefully it's not related to climate change. But stay tuned on CGSF.